for you. See, you got me where you want me. Boom, 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 what you do, do, do. I'm gonna rip it from the deep, it's rude. I made it easy for you. See, you got me where you want me. Hey, you taste just like New York before a storm takes hold. You race like you were high.
That is some weird transition music, Maldoror.
Yeah, whatever.
Weird shit. Closing out that set, we heard New York by The Kills. Before that, something kind of predictable for a show about cities. It was Kashmir by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I would have played that.
We also heard Lebanese Blonde by Thievery Corporation. I consider these things easy listening, though.
Yeah,
for weather,
fairly.
Like, you know, for weather that we have today. Sort of, it's not oppressive.
Well, that's what I enjoyed about what Garrett was playing over at the Latin American Club. He was playing like a bunch of like tropical hits of the, you know, like it felt like you were on a cruise ship in the Bahamas.
So you were playing something opposite of what it feels like outside.
Yeah, instead of like playing like dirgy shoegaze or whatever.
Well, you don't have to go full dirgy shoegaze. I do feel like those last couple of songs sort of fit the mood. It's more of a blanket
what did we hear?
To shroud yourself with. I told you, New York by The Kills. Before that, we heard Led Zeppelin and Kashmir. We went just around the corner, northwest.
From Kashmir?
Lebanese Blonde by Thievery Corporation. And opening up the set, we heard the City's Shitty Montage. Shitty Montage.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm sorry I asked again. I wasn't paying attention.
Regular listeners will know. That's Maldoror's hallmark.
Yes. Yes.
Talk about phoning it in.
If you would like to get a show on Radio Valencia, we have openings. If you go to the main page, radiovalencia.fm, there is a brand new show schedule up there. And anything that's printed in red, those are open shows, and you could take one of those.
Look for the communist colors.
There's a lot of a lot of reruns that we would always take a live show over a rerun. So hop on RadioValencia.fm and please join us. We had an excellent party here on Friday night.
I saw pictures of Maldoror smiling.
Shay wasn't
these
here.
Things, they don't exist. No, because I fucking work.
I work. Soon none of us will have that option.
We'll see.
Actually, it will be the opposite.
We'll be running the data centers.
We'll be working in work camps.
And I'll be running the data centers that kill us all. That, like, suck all the resources. And that's what stationary engineers do.
Anyway.
There will always be jobs for me. Don't think I didn't choose this.
Right.
Okay.
Anyway.
You are listening to The Gerda Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where sure. I started out with a bunch of new music that wasn't on topic. We arrived at Cities.
Yesterday.
This was Maldoror's idea. Yesterday we arrived at Cities.
I could do Cities for days.
I feel like we could do an entire show about New York City.
Well, that would be a specific city. I was doing concepts of cities. You're doing like London, Paris, Munich. Everybody talking
about... What do you mean concepts of cities?
The idea of cities.
What's an idea of a city? Democracy?
Well, the next song I'm going to play is called Inner City Life.
Okay.
It's about life living in the inner city. It's conceptual. That's what I mean about the concept of a city versus a specific city. But that's fine, too. We didn't you know, we didn't drill down on what
I'm
we meant.
I'm so excited because you have made this previous distinction before where you offer a topic and then you say, no, you were supposed to extrapolate. And then in other instances, you say, no, you were supposed to hew to the line and do the exact thing. Maldroar.
Oh, I forgot to look up whaling songs about cities. I bet there are some.
Thank God you haven't. But
anyway, shall we jump into the music?
Listen, there's still time. Yeah, but there's still time for whaling songs.
Yeah, I could probably find one.
I bet you can.
I bet there's. I know there's some about Nantucket.
Yes, I'm sure there are.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
I need to feel your
Welcome to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Thanks for staying with us.
Hey, you found your headset.
Yes, you did.
I didn't. You did.
You did.
No,
tell
you
us
did.
About that last set.
That was
a pretty good set, except for the last song, but you have a critique about the last song, which I'd like to explore.
Yeah.
But so, please back announce. Yeah.
I'm just waiting to
understand what it was.
I'm waiting for the Radio Valencia wonderful website to...
Jiggle wires, jiggle all the show. Wi-Fi slow when you can't download. RadioValencia.com.
FM.
FM. My bad.
It should have been, you can't download Radio Valencia Radio.
Oh.
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 Anyway, what the fuck did I play? I don't know, because the little thing that tells me what I just played...
Dude, we all want to know. That was a very decent set.
So, middle song of the set was City Slang by Sonic Rendezvous Band, which was a Detroit supergroup, I guess. It featured Fred Sonic Smith from the MC5, who, of course, ended up later being married to Patti Smith.
Ooh.
And he wrote that song. And then it also featured one of the Stooges and, you know, some other guys. But that was their only single, and it came out at both sides were printed the same. It was supposed to be like, they're like, oh, it's the mono mix and the stereo mix, but the mixes were exactly the same. But that was the only thing they ever released, and then they broke up in acrimony and drug abuse. As happens.
As is wont to happen.
Which is going to happen to our show,
and
eventually.
And rock and roll. No, yeah. It won't.
Oh, hey, I already played you guys.
We played you on the air.
Yes.
In the second segment.
Drunk for Christmas was...
Thank you. We've not yet met. I'm Shay from the Bay. Nice to meet you.
Shay from the Bay.
Yes. But your music precedes you.
I did today.
Yeah.
You did today. Do you guys want to get on the mic and pull up World War I headset?
Yeah,
join the broadcast.
Yeah, you can strafe.
You do not want me talking.
Just ignore the EMF. Ignore the feedback.
Ignore the feedback.
Yes. No, I mean like.
You mean
electromagnetic?
Like, call and just keep, and say that guy. Get him off the air.
Jiggling the wires.
Jiggling.
Oh no, I mean in terms of the quality of our transmission.
It sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I didn't know you guys were going to drop by.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It's good.
But I brought you the complete discography of the Snake Charmers on disc. And just in case that doesn't work, I did bring two songs on a burned CD because...
No way!
Yeah, I've showed up at other radio stations to find that...
They were as crippled as we were.
Perhaps.
Yes.
No names will be named.
The last song of the set, though, was, I know your favorite band, Motorhead.
Mm. Oh, love it.
From their worst record, Note on Parole, which is just so badly produced. It's like they produce them like they're the Bay City Rollers.
Regular listeners will recall that Maldor did an entire Motorhead Mother's Day episode right after my mom died.
Oh.
It was super terrible.
You weren't here.
I know.
So do you think it was Lemmy who wanted to be the Bay City Rollers and... That, you know, after Hawkwind, he just really decided he wanted to go for it.
No, I think On Parole is garbage, and it was the label inflicting themselves, saying, oh, no, just damp everything down. Turn off the distortion. Turn off the bass. You know, it's I hate On Parole. But if I was going to play Motorhead and a city-related song, we have a theme this week, which is cities. I at least played something. I could throw you a limp bone.
As you do.
I'm sorry that...
That's his brand.
Our latest song is just not ready, but it's San Francisco, You're Breaking My Heart.
No, it's not ready?
It's not ready.
It's not on this thumb drive you gave
me? No, no.
San Francisco, You're Breaking My Heart. Yeah. The entire next segment that I have to admit, I hate to have actual musicians in studio for it, because I kind of called it in, but most of them are San Francisco anthems, quote unquote anthems.
Oh. Well, like we built the city, which is really
No. Oh, we didn't do that. No, we didn't do that. We went with, we have something from John Lee Hooker, someone from the neighborhoods, Chino Yang. We also have a news excerpt about Kit Kat. You guys heard about Kit Kat?
Oh, yes.
Right. Everybody heard about
it. Yeah.
Maldor is looking at... Look, you're the biggest cat lover.
Yeah.
Did you hear about...
I woke up and someone had emailed me that. It's like I hadn't even gotten out of bed and looked at that. I was so depressed for the entire day.
It is important news. We'll also hear from a Napalm and Eruption, who did a Latin, like a Latino San Francisco anthem. And then we'll hear something that Maldor bequeathed me with. He introduced me to it. It's not new, but it's San Quinn with the San Francisco anthem. So the entire thing, every single track... is a San Francisco anthem.
But do you have the actual Jeanette McDonald singing San Francisco from the movie?
No. But we could find it. But
Malvera has time to pull that
up. But first, since our guests are here, I think we should play something. Why am I getting so much backgroundy noise?
Who, me? I'm very in the background.
We can lean into the mic. There it is.
I'm overshadowed. So
there we go. That was too much radio or mission based ambiance. That sounds much better. But we did really enjoy the saxophone solo in
thank you.
It was
that
noted.
Was yours?
Yeah.
This is Connie Walker Shaw.
That is so cool.
The most fabulous saxophone player I've ever met.
I have the whole discography available to me. We could just play Drunk for
that
Christmas
was a
again.
Terrific solo.
I would love to hear Drunk for Christmas again. I'm sure
all
think? Of your
do we want to play? We can play it again.
Unless there's anything else
for both of our listeners. For both of our regular listeners.
Yeah.
They didn't tape it off the
I'm
radio
I'm so glad
yet.
You're... Oh, my God, it's you.
It's me.
Yeah, I'm a little bit obsessed. I am a little bit obsessed with, like, female musicians in town.
There's not that many.
There aren't that many. We have Anna Hilberg, who's down the street. She teaches down the street, and she's on the trumpet.
Love it.
And now we have you in studio. Yes, on the trumpet.
I don't want to say on the trump.
On the trumpet. Anyway, welcome to the studio. And like, yeah, fuck yeah.
All right, well, why don't we just play Drunk for Christmas again?
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, because it was fun the first time.
Okay.
This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Says he doesn't like me much. Your mother seems to agree. Your brother, he gives me those dirty looks. Says he's gonna make a mess out of me. Your sister preaches the good book, but it's one I'm sure she's never actually read. And just last week, when your back was turned, she tried to push me on the bed. So I'm gonna be drunk, 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 drunk for Christmas, hanging from the Christmas tree. Drunk, 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 all drunk for Christmas, just how drunk is I'm gonna be. Well, it's Christmas Eve, you say, don't be late. We need to be there well before 8. So don't you be tipsy, sloppy or high. Not like that last time you brought me by. But it's Christmas, darling, is all I can say. 'Cause once we get there, I know there'll be hell to pay. To pay. So I'm gonna be drunk, 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 drunk for Christmas, hang me from the Christmas tree. Oh, drunk, drunk, drunk now, drunk for Christmas, just how drunk is I'm gonna be. be me sleeping in the doghouse again. There'll be no kiss from you beneath the mistletoe, no package wrapped in a pretty little bow. So why not just let that lovely brown liquor flow and fill my glass again. Again, oh, I'm gonna be drunk, 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 drunk for Christmas. Hand me from the Christmas tree. Drunk, 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 drunk for Christmas. Just how drunk is I'm gonna be? Gonna be drunk, 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 drunk for Christmas. Hand me from the Christmas tree. Just how drunk is how I'm gonna be. Merry Christmas, everybody.
After I got broke into seven times, Ace King got broke into once, man. I ain't got no choice but to record this diss track. Hey, last time I checked, the Chinese in this country does have these constitutional rights. So that's the beauty of music. I'm about to drop this beat.
San Francisco, that's my home. Let me put it in a song so you never get wrong. That's a city by the bay. That's what I grow up. No matter what I'm.
You're listening to The Curta Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we're never afraid to interrupt a broadcast for something that's even better than the music that we're playing.
Which isn't hard.
And so we've done
it.
We're here
with The Snake Charmers.
The Snake Charmers.
Who have a show coming up?
And projects.
Yes.
Many projects.
So can you debrief us?
So, well, we were in the middle of a San Francisco tribute set here.
Boopity pop pop pop.
While we...
This interrupted by...
Interrupted. So
yes.
We happen to be opening our next show, which is, Saturday, January 10th at the Lucky Horseshoe on beautiful Bernal Hill.
Big fan of the
with
Horseshoe.
With a brand new song that we just written, and it's called San Francisco, You're Breaking My Heart. So it would have fit perfectly in this set, except for it's not been recorded.
It's not yet
recorded.
Released.
Yeah. It's not recorded.
Does it have another saxophone solo?
It will have a saxophone solo. It will have a
just
drum solo.
Just try to stop me.
I sure won't.
And so, which is all kind of that, and some of the other songs that will be performed are part of the basis of this kind of San Francisco vaudevillian set that we're working on.
Is it a musical?
Not per se. It it does. It's all about things that we relate to as our San Francisco. Connie, the sax player, who you can hear in the background. If she would speak
she's
up.
She's not background.
I think it's a musical.
She thinks it's a musical. Anyway, but she's written a song about Dolores Park. She grew up here playing in Dolores Park, riding her bike down the hill, all that kind of thing. And she... Do you still have the line, don't call it DP?
Or,
oh, yeah. She's like... Yeah, when you call it DP, she's like... words that that you can't say on the radio.
Huh.
So you can say them here.
You can say them here.
Yes, you can.
She gets pissed off. And she's got a song about riding on the Muni, the various experiences that one might have. For instance, we were out New Year's Eve coming home from a party at...
No, it was Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. God,
it was...
Halloween is the best night to ride Muni. And and it was a party on the bus. It was absolutely a party. And people would... get on, like these dancing pants got on. If we were like 20-something young men.
Dancing
pants. Dancing pants,
yes.
Yeah. And, you know, people...
Pants up to their chins.
Up to their chins.
People that was
were
their...
trying to guess
right.
each other's costumes. It was people talked to each other like in the old
what
days.
What a concept.
Well, you know, it used to be how it was here.
I know. I do know.
And, of course... the song San Francisco, You're Breaking My Heart, which if you want to know the actual story of, you'll have to come on January 10th to the Lucky Horseshoe, because I'm not going to explain it to you now on the radio.
Where can we get tickets?
You just show up.
Just show up?
Just show
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they don't do advanced tickets.
Is there a
they
cost
don't, at the
associated?
Yeah.
And actually, I think you basically get in for free, and then we hustle money off of you.
And then you judge everyone.
That's right.
You judge them.
So, like, the bros that, like... you know, try to ignore us, and then their girlfriends give us a dollar. That's really
that's,
sad.
That's
sad.
That's where the big money comes
and
from.
Actually, if you just give us a dollar, that's really sad. Then, yes, you'll have me looking at you with eyes that you can read very plainly.
Side eyes.
All right. We should probably get back in.
That's right. Yeah. Get back to your San Francisco set.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank
it
you so much for stopping in.
Yeah, thanks for dropping in. We're this is Radio Valencia.
.fm, and we're going to pick back up with San Francisco. Where are we? Are we in Chino Yang?
Yeah, you were in the middle of Chino.
We're going back to there.
So this was all about, you remember the spate of Asian violence that we decided to start reporting on? This is in response to that. Why did you furrow your brow? I just think all these things are still happening. Maldor, don't you remember we had...
Yeah, okay.
It was our biggest joke that we had Pulitzer Prize-winning shows around the time of Black Lives Matter. And I just sort of wonder, like, about the Asian hate, about the black hate, like, all of these things we used to report on, and we don't hear about it anymore?
So, like, the guy who came into the bakery and murdered all those people, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. And we'll also hear about Kit Kat. Who was also murdered.
So this is your depressing
Asian.
Bullshit. So.
That's not depressing. Dude, this is San Francisco. This is picking up on the thread of...
San Francisco, you're breaking my
you're
heart.
Breaking
this is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
Hey, last time I checked, Chinese in this country does have these constitutional rights. So that's the beauty of music. I'm about to drop this beat.
Got it, San Francisco. Francisco, that's my home. Let me put it in a song so you never get wrong. It's a city by the bay, that's what I grow up. No matter what I'm in, this is place I love. San Francisco, that's my home. Let me put it in a song so you never get wrong. It's a city by the bay, that's what I grow up. No matter what I'm in, this is place I love. Now everybody, let me see your hands in the air. Now throw your two middle fingers up to the mayor. I'm trying to run a business in the SFC. A punk ass tweaker, keep on messing with me. I'm just a man trying to provide for my son and my daughter. In the city with dollar on order, I'm barely making the quarter. Out the 15 cent, it's hard to be a man with crooked politician. Want to see me getting burned? Now Lana Reed, you ain't nothing but a clown. When we really needed you, you would never be around. Done turn this gray city into the zombie, then live through all kind of thirst here. Won't try in a small town, this just how I feel. I gotta keep it real, this ain't no fairy tale. My people getting killed, you might be thinking I'm just another joke. You don't believe what I said, take a trip to the TL. San Francisco, that's my home. Let me put it in a song so you never get wrong. It's a city by the bay, that's what I grow up. No matter what I'm in, this is place I love. San Francisco, that's my home. Let me put it in a song so you never get wrong. It's a city by the bay, that's what I grow up. No matter what I'm at, this is place I love. You know I'm 100% down with the blood, lives matter. But what about our grandmother? What about our grandfather? They're getting tagged, they're getting robbed, they're getting killed, and the DA just dropped another murder charge. I'm sick and tired of dealing with the phony ass liberal. They acting like the kid, but never treated as the equal. My people been here for over 200 years, so save your fake sympathy, your crocodile tears. I'm sick and tired of Asian being kicking to the curb. Justice for grandpa, bitch, a little just but never served. I wish I could be calling out all of the name. Way out to do whatever to make sure they didn't die in vain. Ain't nothing gonna change if we remain silent. Now, Father, please help us to stop all the violence. Now, every night I pray to go back to the old day when the Bay was the greatest city in the whole state.
If you are going to San Francisco, make sure to leave nothing in your cars. If you are going to San Francisco, make sure to leave no money in your purse.
Seven break-ins or vandalizations since 2020. And the owner tells me he's reached out to local leaders.
A community is in mourning in San Francisco's Mission District after the loss of a beloved cat who was a kind of fixture of the neighborhood.
Walking down 16th Street, everyone was taking a moment to pause. Some even gasping when they realized what they were looking at. A growing memorial outside Randa's Market, all to honor Kit Kat.
It was everybody's cat. Everybody loved Kit Kat.
He was a feline fixture in the community, interacting with everyone who walked into the market. He was nicknamed the mayor of 16th Street and had essentially become local royalty. Owner Mike Zaidan says he couldn't have imagined this outpouring.
It's really touching, and we are very thankful and appreciative for their love and support.
Zaidan says the cat was killed late Monday night after being hit by a Waymo.
It's still growing. I used to roll through the streets in a stoli. 100 miles an hour on the Bay Bridge. Y'all know me. Think I'm phony? Better think twice. I learned to swim in Garfield when I was about 5. Another wise guy. This is Mexico. I rep the whole Bay, but I just love
San Francisco. Man, I love this place. Cause ain't nowhere like this place in San Francisco.
Where the trees is good. Take a ride in my neck of the woods in San Francisco.
We got all the game. Where the Giants and the Niners play in San Francisco.
go. We dip through our foes, be popping with them open doors. Take a ride with me through the SF city. No time to sleep, get money, get busy. Walk around my town looking pretty. Some ghetto fab, some hot sedity. Probably wouldn't want to leave if you came. It's kind of hard when you soak up all game. Smoke champagne in a fast lane. Politicking with my Thizzlang campaign. From a city with a million hoods. Lakeview to the point, yeah, they keep it hood. Sunnydale, PH in the back streets. Keep it cool, cause them dudes pack heat. What about Alamania and the Mo? And them boys on mission getting dough. Different hoods, but we rap the scope. Ain't no place like this, round here we go.
We from San Francisco.
Man, I love this place, cause ain't nowhere like this place in San Francisco.
Where the trees is good, take a ride in my neck of the woods in San Francisco.
We got all the game, where the Giants and the Niners play in San Francisco.
We dip through our foes, be vibing with them open doors
in San Francisco. In the shining lights, down Diamond Heights, where the game is tight. I'm a CEO, and I got it right. So it's a must for the party to go down tonight. Yes, hoes, dipping through the avenues, campaigning with a sick attitude through the streets of the San Francisco. And I love it cause the homies just might go toe to toe, pound for pound. Left coast bad, bro, I shake the ground. I hold the crown and the key to the city. Five Super Bowls never looked so pretty. Not P. Diddy, but a boss, man. Riding down the street in my Thizz van. This is a hit, man. Call the radio, run and tell the world we the next blow.
San Francisco, man, I love this place cause ain't nowhere like this place in San Francisco.
Where the trees is good, take a ride in my neck of the woods in San Francisco.
We got all the game where the Giants and the Niners play in San Francisco.
We dip through our foes, be vibing with them open doors.
The street.
from Mace Feet to Haynes Valley, we push. Come over the top of the bridge, gets narrow. Good girl down, right on no feral. Young feel more feral, don't get Christian. Got it the war, SF the letters roll in like law. Balance up here, you with me, you will get. Cool Nut, Mr. C, Hitman RP. Much love from the SFC. Handle in the back of Candlestick. House in Twin Peaks, you panoramic. Still with the cannon, 40 or 50. Time champion, destroy any challenger. Hit like Barry, score like Jerry. Still right here, feel more than Mary.
Francisco gets too much shit. Like, when you go, like, I travel the country a lot. When I'm like, oh, I used to live in San Francisco, they look at me like I toured in Fallujah, dude. They're like, whoa, are you alive? Like, how do you even do it? I'm like, dude, it's lovely. It's awesome. San Francisco's beautiful. I loved it. I ended up moving out because a meth head was repeatedly breaking into my apartment. However, I enjoyed the whole video game. I just couldn't beat the final boss. You know what I mean? I had a great many years, but I just didn't beat the game.
I've had a great many years. I just didn't beat the game.
Yeah.
Well, you and I are still playing the San Francisco game.
We are.
More or less.
Sort of.
In that set, which was entirely San Francisco related, which was helpful when we had San Francisco musicians amble in through the door, thanks to our open door policy here on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that was the Snake Charmers.
That was so cool.
It was awesome that they popped in.
And we played their song again.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Which is fine.
I mean, our myriad listeners are not going to fault us for that.
I just mean both of them have tuned out. Like, they don't listen to it all at once.
Hello, people of the future that actually do listen to our podcast.
And you know, here's the thing. Maldor does a great job with his... Actually, should I say great job with his descriptors of past shows?
I would never do great.
They're really accurate descriptors. Anyway, find out the playlist that intrigues you most. Go to RadioValencia.fm, go to podcasts, and then find The Cure to Catastrophe. Find your last favorite episode.
Yeah.
This entire show is a whole subset of inside jokes, which... I don't know. Maybe you have to go back to 2019 or 2018 to find the original thread.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Closing out that set, we heard San Francisco Anthem. That was by Sam Quinn. We both love that song, and I stole it from you. Before that, San Francisco Anthem. That was Napalm.
Phil Moe the Merrier.
And Eruption. That was a Latin San Francisco Anthem.
Gang signs.
But don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't even say you do that.
I used to live in the Phil Moe.
He said Mo. Before that, it was a news excerpt, Mission News about Kit Kat that was killed by Waymo. Before that, San Francisco, Our Home by Chino Yang, and opening it up, something I really like, San Francisco by John Lee Hooker. I am convinced that we could have done an entire show about New York City, but if we had done a show about San Francisco, it would have fucking sucked.
Yeah.
The same way the best
the show
of
is about cities, not a specific city.
Yes. Well, apparently it was about the concept of cities.
Well, it wasn't about a specific city.
You failed to mention that yesterday.
In our 3-second text?
Yes. Which decided the fate of today's show. I feel like this is, we've done an okay job. And also, we had some terrific visitors. We also had some terrific drunkard.
Oh, right? That guy joined us. He must have been watching football at Clooney's. There's no way he could be that lit at 2 in the afternoon.
I mean, he had sweet eyes. He was very young. He was kind of put together.
He was also
polite.
He was self-aware enough to be like, sorry guys, I can't finish this White Claw. I gotta go home.
Yeah. So points. Hey, stop by any time.
The snake charmers left us their thumb drive. Oh well.
No, they left it intentionally.
All right.
They handed it over.
All right. I think you're gonna hate what I play next because I remember loving it, but I haven't listened to it in like 15 years.
15 years.
15 years ago. Yeah. But you know, whatever.
We met about 8 years ago. How about that?
Okay.
8 or 9 years. That's wild.
Whatever. This is Radio Valencia.
.fm.
You have to leave big cities every once in a while just to remember how much things are supposed to cost. Like, I was in rural Pennsylvania. I ordered a tea. I pulled out $4. The guy looked at me like, how many cups of tea do you want? And I was like, oh, no, is it $5 now? He's like, no, it's $1. I was like, oh my God, that's right. It's just hot water.
I set my shoulder to a brand new groove, building the city of light. Something wonderful on the move, building a city of light. I'm laying roots, planting seeds, building a city of light. Grateful to give whatever it needs, building a city of light. I'm using my head, using my heart, getting the balance right. I've got the horse before the cart. Using bricks and sticks and stones, building the city of light. And sweat and soul and blood and bones, building the city of light. Technology, imagination, building the city of light. Trust, belief and dedication, building the city of light. I'm using my brains, using my balls, keeping the goal in sight. Feeling at heart, the part of it all. I'm writing songs, I'm singing them out, building the city of light. I live the things I'm singing about, building the city of light. Working on myself and my stuff, building the city of light. I just keep going when the going gets tough, building the city of light. Facing my beast, facing my fears, loving the darkness great. I'm like a mirror when the shadow clears. No politics, got no praise, building the city of light. I don't need rescue, I don't need advice, building the city of light. I don't need freed, I'm already free, building the city of light. All the answers I need are inside me, building the city of light. All may change in the blink of an eye. Yeah, all may change in the blink of an eye. I set my shoulder to a brand new groove, building a city of light. Something wonderful. Thank you.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where we love to hate on each other's sets, and yet they're still pretty spectacular.
That was Building the City of Light from Mike Scott's first solo record, which I don't know why he did a solo record, because he basically is the Waterboys. I mean, so every Waterboys album subsequent to this was just a Mike Scott solo record, but whatever.
That was an optimistic song.
It was, and you hate optimism.
I don't, though.
All right, I'm going to play something that's less optimistic that will see us out to the top of the hour. I don't think Cheap Pooch is in today, so... But here, this is pessimism. It's called Crack City Rockers.
Oh, God. You know what? Thank you for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday. For the next few weeks, Maldoror's on assignment. So stay tuned.
We're out the next 2 weeks.
I'm sure that Marco's going to go ahead and choose the porn episodes, as he always does for reruns. But here's the thing. The episodes, they're not about porn music.
Right.
Right.
All right. This is Leftover Crack.
Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday. It's The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.
M.